Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 10th, 2006. Today I titled the message, True Worshippers. And I want to share two scripture portions today. One, the words of our Lord in John 4, verse 23. And then just a portion from Psalm 150, verse 2.
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness.
I heard an advertisement on the radio for a church with the incredible claim, "Worship the way God intended it." Based upon other information in the radio advertisement, I sense this is a church that has a very modern type of worship with certain distinct expressions that are now very popular. In fact, it seems churches practically compete as to who has the most popular worship. Another church I regularly pass by on a major four-lane highway advertises on their church sign, "Not a teen church." I really wonder what kind of people they're trying to reach with a slogan like that. Since the opposite of tame is wild, I can't imagine saying to Brooksine, "Let's stop by and visit this wild church." At a meeting last week, I saw a humorous video that describes a sad element of what worship can become if we're not careful. It changes the words to several popular worship choruses to God, to self-expressed worship. Worship takes on a lot of different forms. Some worship is quiet and reflective. Other worship is loud and demonstrative. And there's everything in between, as well as extremes that I just need to leave in God's hands. Believers in Christ worship a lot of different ways all around the world. I just watched a video of my Chinese brethren in worship, and it's different than anything I've ever seen here in America. I've been on mission trips to Latin America. My, do they worship in a style different than I'm accustomed to. In Africa, of course, they have very distinctive worship expressions and styles as well. The daily verse teaches that according to Jesus, there are true worshipers and a kind of worship the Father seeks. True worshipers are those who worship God in spirit and truth. Thus, from this scripture, we know that the Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and truth. The emphasis is not on our preferred style, but on His person and surpassing greatness. What about you and me today? Are we true worshipers? That's the kind I sure want to be. Only the Lord knows the heart of the worshiper, regardless of the type or degree of demonstration. But true worship, regardless of the outward demonstration, is truly all about Him.
Jesus, You've called Your children to worship You in spirit and truth. And sometimes I'm not always certain about what that entails, but I do know that it is within my spirit that true worship occurs. You take me to hidden places unseen by human eyes and reveal to me depths of supernatural understanding not written in a textbook. Lord, this intimate fellowship I have with You is not based upon my emotions or trends of my day, but it is a relationship based upon Your character and the very foundations contained within Your holy word. Reading, meditating, and memorizing truths from Scripture forms the unwavering foundation of my true worship with You. I bring to You my tribute of praise as You have ransomed, healed, restored, and forgiven me. Praise be to You, my Master, for Your unsurpassed greatness in my life. Just an additional note today as I read the devotional and had some thoughts to share. Many of our readers, along with myself, are involved in leading worship in our congregations. It is a wonderful privilege to be used of the Lord in this ministry, and it certainly prompts me to earnestly pray and study God's Word as I select and prepare congregational music. A serious struggle that crosses denominational lines exists in our generation, where there is much difference of opinion regarding singing the classic hymns of praise or singing the contemporary music of our day. Many congregations choose blended worship where they incorporate both styles of music so that all ages will enter into worship as they are familiar and comfortable with their preferred style of worship. It takes a great deal of time, energy, and vision for praise teams to prepare, learn, and then lead congregations in worship, especially teams with multiple singers and instrumentalists, etc., etc. Criticism comes all too easily when the style is not to our liking, and I've been there too, and will be there again. When tempted to do so, make sure that it is truly from the Lord. Check your spirit first, and always go to God in prayer first. Sometimes the conflict is within ourselves, and God will help us to see that. If you feel led of God to speak to your worship leader, do it in the right spirit, and do not go to other congregational members, which leads to disunity. God can use you to help the worship leaders to see where they can be even more effective in leading congregational worship. If both worship teams and congregants are not acting in pride, but rather have the interests of the entire body, God will bring unity and blessing in the church.
Amen. Thank you, Roxanne, for sharing that prayer and that thought. She spent a lot of time on that thought today. She is a very capable worship leader and yet does feel the pressure of the various styles. So this message today is really written from our heart and experience. We know a lot of churches deal with disunity in regard to worship expression, and I feel that's really a shame. May God give us an appreciation for various styles that are truly directed to Him, although we may still have our preferences, and I suppose that's why we have different kinds of churches. It's the troubling thing to me is when one church feels they're better than another over an issue like that. I want to share with you, I referred today in the message to a video I'd seen last week, a humorous video. I do have a video clip regarding this. It actually takes some of the current worship songs and changes it from a directive to God to self. It's quite humorous. It's called It's All About Me. And if you'd care to look at it, there's a link today from the website or email post. If you're listening to this any day but the 10th of May, just go to the archive for May 10th, 2006, and you will find that link. You may need to load, I did anyway, and I keep my computer up to date, some current free Flash software to get this to play. That's a humorous note, but I also have one song that really does express the true nature of worship, in my view, that I happen to really enjoy, and I'm sure many of you have heard it as well. And I have a link up both to an audio and video version of the song, The Heart of Worship. In fact, it's the song that has that phrase, it's all about you, it's all about you, that the earlier clip I referred to does a bit of a parody of and changes it to it's all about me. It's really all about a matter of the heart as we worship God. May you have a great day. And may you worship God today in His surpassing greatness.